There are tons of jobs in the Kent Valley, but there's a crisis on the horizon for the manufacturing industry there, because a lot of the most senior positions are held by older workers who are getting ready to retire at about the same time, and we haven't trained a new workforce to replace them. People call this crisis the silver tsunami, and it's contributing to the decline of the middle class. For KUOW's Region of Boom team, Joshua McNichols has more.
Rocky Ward works for Omax, a company in Kent that makes machines. Her job is to hire new workers. But there aren't a lot of experienced workers to choose from these days, and it's only going to get worse.
Do you use the phrase silver tsunami?
Well, I'm there too, so yeah. I'm at that point. So, but a lot of us are still in the workforce because we love our jobs. And we worked for companies that really appreciate our skills. So my energy level and the way I love my job, that's what I put into recruiting people.
It's tough to recruit people for manufacturing jobs today because young people often don't think about manufacturing as something they want to do, even though it can pay well if you have the skills. So Ward keeps an eye out for unskilled people who she thinks make good long-term prospects.
You can go from a janitor to the president of a company, but you gotta have the desire. I keep coming back to desire and drive.
During job interviews, Ward looks for that special quality.
It's almost like they're bubbling over. They want to tell you about them and what they're capable of doing. They sit and they listen to what you're expecting from them. And then they just want to jump in and say, but I can do it if you just give me the chance. Nobody will give me the chance.
Every once in a while, Ward has an opening level position to offer someone like that. But usually it's easier for manufacturers to hire workers who already have skills and degrees. You know, the kind of workers Boeing is laying off right now. Snapping up those workers might help manufacturers hold off their own silver tsunamis a little longer. But that won't solve the long-term problem.
I think we really need to look at the larger structural economic shifts that are happening to workers that affect their day-to-day life.
Polly Myers teaches history and labor at the University of Washington. She says the manufacturing industry has been through labor shortages before, and it's worth looking at history to see how we might solve the problem today. During World War II, for example, the shortage of labor forced Boeing to open the door to women. You know, Rosie the Riveter.
And so they began putting out ads that said things like, no skill needed. Housewives who've never worked a day in their life can begin to make a plane at Boeing and can enter with no experience whatsoever. And it's just like washing the dishes at home.
The government also responded to the labor shortage. After the war, federal programs like the GI Bill kept a supply of skilled workers flowing into manufacturing jobs. Those programs led to the rise of the middle class. Those programs are mostly gone now, and so is the middle class.
We're seeing people stuck at the lower ranks and not being able to move up.
For Myers, that's troubling.
What does it mean to live in a democratic society if people don't truly have equal opportunity?
Industry is changing slowly, making small investments in apprenticeship programs that help train people with fewer skills. But without the government more deeply involved, Meyer says those efforts probably won't rebuild the middle class. Meanwhile, Rocky Ward has a list of unfilled positions as long as her arm.
So if you're out there, I'm looking for you. Just call Rocky.
In Kent, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.